Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Okay, our next M topic is mover. And this is coming from kind of the Urban Dictionary version of mover, as in mover and shaker. So a mover, that's someone that it moves things, gets things moving, changes inactivity into activity, making things happen. Making people motivated to be a part of making change happen. That's a mover. So what's a shaker? Shaker is someone who challenges the way things are done normally. Redesigning processes, making everything run more efficiently. So put it together. Mover and shakers, or mover or shakers. That's the type of people that you want to be around. That's the type of person you want to be associated with when it comes to entrepreneurship. You're making things happen. You're taking things from ideal and concept into making them come to fruition. And if that means moving things, making sure that there's activity, there's forward momentum, in combination with doing things differently, challenging things. A lot of things that entrepreneurs bring to the table already exist in some form or fashion, but there's just a unique twist that you put on it. I'm always looking around and always just thrilled to see how creative people are taking old concepts, even combining them, but just coming up with just even a different delivery method, even if it's just novel and fun and just frilly, putting another wrapper on something. One of the ones that some of you may know that is some of my favorite, here was a cupcake store. At one point, cupcake stores were popping up all over the place. But this particular cupcake store created an ATM. You had a touch screen, you put your money in, and out came your cupcake, all nicely packaged and with a bow on it. Now, there was someone manually behind the scenes just pushing. It was kind of a push through, but it looked and acted and performed in every way like an ATM, a cupcake ATM. Well, there were lines for these cupcakes. Now, the funny part was, I remember, people wanted a photo op with the cupcake ATM. But at the same time, if you were in the hurry, you could just turn the corner, walk in the store. There was a whole bakery case of their cupcakes, and you could buy one just like you would in the traditional model. But people preferred to wait in line because they loved the photo op. I love that idea. Here's another example. Is a lot of things went mobile. And some of this is a byproduct of COVID. People weren't coming out, going in the stores or going in the mall. That was too risky. But what I started seeing is mobile delivery services. And for example, a mobile library. I love that idea. Or even a mobile party bus. Maybe you've seen that. I've even seen mobile cigar bars. Like you could go mobile crazy. I've seen mobile pet cleaning businesses. And you put a wrapper on a vehicle, a van, whatever is conducive, and next thing you know, you're mobile. The same goes with the whole food truck and the delivery of food. And I'll even throw in there with the legalization of cannabis, I've even seen mobile delivery cannabis delivered just like a food truck. So all that to say that just being creative, I myself have looked very deeply into being a store owner and a bookstore owner, but I saw vending machines, book vending machines. One example is where kids could earn tokens in school for whether it was good behavior or attendance, and they got a token where they could go to the vending machine. It was more fun for the kids getting the tokens and using the vending machine than just walking into the school bookstore and purchasing the book. So just a different wrapper. So always thinking, what's a different way of delivering that provides something, whether it's just the thrill and the fun of it or the novelty of something, or whether it's making it more convenient. I myself am looking for a mobile nail polish, a nail salon that comes to you, would love that, or does house calls. These are just different things that it's not just novel, but for if you've got a super busy schedule, how convenient that would be, even if there is a markup. And that's one of the things as entrepreneurs. You're able to mark up when you're making something super convenient to your customers. So think about it. Think about yourself in the context of being a mover and a shaker. What are you doing to differentiate yourself? Maybe even initially and even long term. Always changing things up, mixing things up, finding creative ways to, again, maybe provide the same old services or products, but in a fresh, innovative way. All right. Hope you enjoyed today's topic. Keep listening as we cover entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.